I think we can hear the song being played in our head as we read the first reading today from the prophet Hosea. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart, right? The song that we kind of always sing before our Lenten penance service or throughout the season of Lent. And the prophet Hosea remind us today that we need to put our trust in the person of God who is faithful, not in an empire, not in politics, not in any other human standards, because he said clearly, Assyria will not save you, no one will save you, only God will save you and I. And that faithfulness to God help us to return back to Him, come back to Him, trust in Him, and just like the song say, don't let fear keep us apart. Don't let fear keep us from loving God. Don't let our human limitation or whatever we have going on right now keep us from loving Him. And that's why the Lord Jesus today said clearly in the gospel reading, He re-echoed the Shema Israel. Oh, hear Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. So love first had to come from the heart, with all your soul, all of our being. Not just a physical human love, but also a spiritual love, the love that comes deep within our soul, with all your mind. Love of God need to have the intellect to comprehend His will, to seek His will according to our wisdom, our understanding, what God hath endowed us with our very own reason, but also with all your strength. There will be times when we feel weak, where there will be time when we feel like we cannot love God anymore. And that strength have to come in. Lord, I'm tired. I want to give up. I don't think I can do it anymore. Grant me the strength, O Lord, to be faithful to you. So loving God with all our heart, sentimentally, emotionally, with all our soul, spiritually, with all our mind, intellectually, with reason, with all our strength, dependent on Him, and to know that even when we feel like there's nothing else to give and it's so hard, the Lord is our strength, our foundation, our fortress, and as well as to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is hard. This is hard, but if we cannot love God and allow God to love us for who we are and to love ourselves genuinely, honestly, transparently, then we cannot love other people. The love of other people begin with how we love ourselves as God sees us, broken, imperfect, but filled with grace. Therefore, at the end of the day, how we love one another, what we receive from God, will help us to in turn to live our life as a response to that love that God had for us. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, remember what the prophet Hosea tells us today. Return back to the Lord, seek Him, love Him, and to abide with Him. Do not let any fears keep us from loving Him truthfully, honestly, with everything that we have.